It is 11:15. Good morning, Mabel
Good
Louise.
Good morning. We can be happy because it's nice, cloudy morning, and you and I can smile.
Why
That's
not?
Right. We yep. can be the sunshine, remember? It's amazing how a smile and a hello there can lift someone else's spirit. I want to do that, don't you? Of course you do. Say, I have a quick reminder. Would you please help us end the year in the black by contributing to our need of $35,000? If you're on the mailing list, you saw that in the down in the corner of Intune. And anything you can do would be just wonderful. You've been so faithful through the years. And thank you so very much. Well, here's my verse for the day. I hope you can remember it because it's about Christmas. That's right. It's a verse that was written and predicted. It's a prophecy of the Lord's coming. And it was written and predicted 400 years before Christ was born. And here's how it reads. I bet you know it. It's Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. That word therefore means attention, please. And then it goes on to say, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Isn't it amazing that that was predicted 400 years before? It's amazing. So many prophecies about the birth of the Lord. I heard a pastor just recently say that there were over 300 prophecies. I've never taken time to count them, but I'll take his word for it. How about that? And isn't it great that the Lord prepared all of that so that we would know of his coming. And now we know of his coming again. No, we don't know the date or the time, but we know for sure that he's coming again to get us. I don't know about you, but that makes me so happy. Today, I want to talk to you about the origin of Christmas. I thought about that and questioned it myself. So today, I'll just give you some gleanings from World Book Encyclopedia and from two computer reports and also some information that I found in my Christmas file. So I'll attempt to glean from each of these, and we can learn together some of the background of the origin of Christmas. And as far as I'm concerned, I've just followed the tradition of my family, and I'm sure you have done the same. You celebrated the birth of the Lord Jesus, and I was taught as a child, that it was a time to remember Christ's birthday and to review the beautiful chapters of Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2. And following that, during the month of December, we would decorate the house, go in the woods and get the tree. That was the highlight of my Christmas. It was to have my father hitch up the team of horses to the sleigh, and we would go back into our woods and find a cedar tree. There were a number of them, and ooh, how good they smell. And then on Christmas morning, we would exchange our gifts, and each one of us would get one gift. And then another highlight of our family was to attend the church activities, like the children's program. the music of the choir. And how about that wonderful Christmas Eve candlelight service? My parents were strong believers in the Lord and very active in the church. And to all of us, it was a time to honor our precious Lord. Frankly, I never thought of how did it ever get started and when. First of all, Christmas is a holiday that's shared and celebrated by religions and also shared by people all around the world. I remember when my husband and I were on our speaking tour to the mission fields. And by the way, that was during the months of September, October, November, and most of December. We were in Africa, Spain, and Portugal about the time to celebrate Christmas. And they had beautiful decorations everywhere. So they celebrated somewhat the same as I had always done. So the truth is that all of the customs of Christmas predate the birth of Jesus Christ. And a study of this reveals that all that we do at Christmas is taken from cultures all around the world. The date of December 25th comes from Rome and was a celebration of the Italic god Saturn and the rebirth of the sun god. This was done long before the birth of Jesus. It was noted by the pre-Christian Romans and the other pagans that daylight time began to increase after December 22nd. And that is when they assumed that the sun god died. Can you imagine that? These ancients actually believed that the sun god rose from the dead 3 days later as the newborn and the sun. So they figured that to be the real reason for increasing daylight. Imagine. So they celebrated by gift-giving and merriment in the temples of ancient Rome. And the priests of Saturn carried wreaths of evergreen boughs in the procession. Evergreen trees, holly, mistletoe were hung in the homes and doorways of temples to invoke powers of fertility in those who stood beneath and kissed. And this would cause the spirits of the gods and goddesses to enter them. If all of this is pagan, I wonder, how did they come up with the word Christmas? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, after further research, I learned that the word Christmas is a combination of the words Christ and Mass. The word Mass means death and was coined originally by the Roman Catholic Church, and it belongs exclusively to the Church of Rome. The Roman Church absorbed the customs and the traditions and general culture of every tribe and nation in their efforts to have their people attend church. When Martin Luther started the Reformation on October 31st, that was the year of 1517, and the other reformers followed him. All of those leaders took with them the paganism of the culture. In other words, they left Christmas intact. Then something interesting happened. In England, as the authorized Bible came off the press, it became available to the common people by the decree of King James II in 1611. People began to read the Bible and discover the pagan roots of Christmas, which was clearly revealed in the scriptures. The Puritans in England outlawed this holiday, and they called it witchcraft. And on my next broadcast, I want to share the history of Christmas in America. I discovered in the various reports that variations of this holiday flourished throughout the first few centuries after Jesus Christ. But probably it wasn't until 337 AD that Emperor Constantine officially converted this pagan tradition into the Christian holiday of Christmas. Rather than be a bah humbug this Christmas, let me end the broadcast by saying that every year we have comments from different ones that Christmas is pagan, that we really shouldn't celebrate, and bah humbug to so many songs, and why do you play them so long, and whatever. But we try to explain that each one has to decide for themselves the way they celebrate Christmas, whether or not they refuse to even take part. I believe that we can forget the roots and all of that pagan history and turn it around and glorify our precious Jesus. And we can celebrate the birth and learn from the scriptures the beautiful ministry of Jesus as to why he came. And he came really to die for the sins of mankind and honor him in holiness and truth. And, oh, isn't it a perfect way to teach children the life of Jesus and to teach the giving of gifts in sharing lives together? Let's face it, life is what you make it. If you want to glorify Christ and share his truth with others, Christmas time is wonderful. It's so interesting that many of the stores even have beautiful Christmas songs playing in the background, maybe even having WWIB on and listening to the music. And by the way, it's a perfect time to witness for our Lord. Christmas can be a simple yet wonderful time to be reminded of Christ's humble beginning as a little baby in the manger. Jesus' birth actually sets the stage for the power, the glory, and salvation that would be revealed in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection. December 25th was probably not his birthday. Some say he was born in September, and some have written that it was probably April or May. But we, as born-again believers, should celebrate Jesus' birth every day of the year and take every opportunity that we have to reflect on the message. His wonderful message of hope, of salvation, for each one who accepts him as Lord and Savior. I'm so glad that I did, because I can truly enjoy Christmas. Yes, he was born to die for your sins and mine. So we can use this holiday as a witness for Christ. Get the best holiday we have ever experienced in our lives. It reminds me of a story, and I'll end the broadcast with this. I read about a family in a subdivision that kept their Christmas lights on long after the season was past. In fact, they were still on all through January and February. And at the middle of February, people began to be critical, like, oh my goodness, if I were too lazy to take my Christmas lights down, I think I'd at least turn them off at night. But about the middle of March, a sign appeared outside the house that explained why they left the lights on. It said simply, "Welcome home, Jimmy." You see, the family had a son in Vietnam, and they had left their Christmas lights on in anticipation of his return. You see, lights are a symbol of hope, and Christmas is how we keep the lights on in anticipating his wonderful return. Thank you, Jesus. Have a good day. And don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.